Thank you for joining us today on My Not Today. I'm your host, Bob Tim, and my guest today is Jonathan Starr. Jonathan is the creator, the visionary behind Starr Web Marketing. Jonathan, say hello to our listeners.
Yes, well, hello. Thanks, Bob, for letting me be a part of this episode today. Really excited to be on My Not Today and excited to talk a little bit about digital marketing and how that affects businesses.
Let's start out right away with what do we actually mean by digital marketing?
Yes, it's very broad of a term to be used. It encompasses a lot of different things. Really, what it is marketing in the digital form, focusing through email, social media, all the things that have come up in the past 20 years, websites. That's where we focus on a lot is website building and creation and making sure that you'll have a very clear message that's being articulated through these channels. A lot of people use them all separately and they don't really bring them together. You should have one clear message that you're broadcasting across all your digital marketing channels. So that's really in a very simple 30-second spill of what digital marketing is to us at Starr Web Marketing.
And that is bigger than, let's say, social media marketing.
Absolutely, it is. It encompasses Google AdWords, search engine optimization, email marketing, and with the creation of a lot of the different websites that have been created, it has become very broad of what digital marketing can be for your business. It really depends on who your target market is, who the demographic is that you're trying to reach, what it would be specifically for your business.
I think a very common mistake with people and marketing in general is that people think that, oh, I like to listen to oldies rock and roll, so that's where I should put my advertising dollars. That might not be where their audience is.
Absolutely. Before you start marketing, you have to understand who your audience is, so that way you can know where they're going to be at. Because I don't listen to oldie rock and roll. So if you're trying to market to me, you're going to do a really bad job of it if you're going to advertise there. But there could be your target market is all over that. And so it's a great place to advertise. So you have to understand who your audience is in order to be able to effectively market anything.
Exactly. And going back just a minute to the Facebook, I want to say that when I was an active real estate broker, I invested some time in Facebook, and I don't think I ever got a lead. So that's a classic case of spending time, which is more valuable to me than money, is just being throwing it away.
Right. With that, some people will go, because Facebook is a rage. So obviously, you have to be marketing on social media to be effective in business. And I say that rhetorically, because if you understand your business and who you're marketing to, it might be that Facebook isn't best for you. And rather than spending your time there, maybe it is better you invest in radio. There's no right answer to it. It's what works for you. And then you go and you put money into that and make that effective.
I know what has been somewhat effective for me is a blogging site, but that wouldn't be for everybody either.
Right. It really depends on who you're trying to reach. Blogging is a really good thing, though. It's very solid.
Jonathan, you've been in Minot for 11 years. You're a young man. You went to Minot State University. Tell us a little bit more about yourself and what makes you qualified to be a marketing genius.
Yeah, well, 11 years ago, I did move to Minot and liked it enough that I attended Minot State University with a focus in marketing. And throughout my entire life, I've always had a passion for anything digital. I guess I'm a millennial, and also for marketing, for sales and stuff like that. And so I really began to study. I studied more than just marketing. I studied sales and then also marketing as well, and how that affected businesses and consumers and how to effectively reach them. And so with that, I started out with a very main focus in website design, website creation, website building. And from that, I moved into, it's a very obvious transition. You can have a website, but if there's no traffic going to it, then it's not effective at all. So I began to focus on the greater marketing game as well and really study that. And so I've helped businesses with just their websites. I've helped them with their social media as well. Recently helped a business double their following on Facebook, over double their in just a short amount of time. And so really at this point, I have a track record of helping businesses grow their social media, grow their online presence and all that fun stuff that is involved in the digital marketing game.
And recently, you have taken on the challenge of working on the Downtown Businessmen's
Professional Association.
There we go.
Yeah. So I recently acquired Magic City Webworks. And so part of that was taking care of the Downtown Association's website. And so I was really excited about the opportunity to work with them, really enjoy the community that is in the downtown. So been working with the committee to get that up and running. We have a solid site in place, but we also have some pretty grand plans for some expansion on that site. I'm really excited about what that's going to turn out to be. I think it's going to be really helpful for not only the downtown area, but all the people in Minot that want to be in the downtown area and be part of that community as well.
I think that's just huge, Jonathan. And anybody that is part of the Downtown Business Association is going to benefit from that website.
Absolutely. That is the complete goal for that website, is to make it more enticing to be part of that.
And like you said, Minot will benefit from this as well, too.
Yes.
This will be a fairly interactive website, too, will it not?
Yeah, we're hoping to be able to showcase all the different businesses that are downtown. And so that part be very interactive, being able to see all their information, all that, their links. And there's some ideas that we have off that I don't know that I'm ready to talk about because it's not official that we have. But you have a lot of potential when you get that kind of network set up, that kind of directory set up for making help those businesses promote themselves. So a lot of potential there.
I think as a business person, it's very important for virtually every business to have some sort of website. Now, for some businesses, a landing page may be enough. For others, you may need many pages. As like when I was a real estate broker, I needed pages to highlight the properties I had listed and information about the community and much more. You'll guide people as to what they need, and maybe you might even tell them that their ideas may be a little too much for what they need.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the biggest misconceptions is that somebody needs a 20-page website in order to be effective in their business. And so you mentioned that some people just need a landing page. That's exactly right. There's a couple businesses I've worked with recently where I've told them, all you need is a landing page for what you have. We don't need to make this overcomplicated website to sell your product. At the end of the day, it comes down to revenue. It comes down to leads that turn into revenue. And so we go and try to set up a website, whether it's just that landing page or whether it's a comprehensive site that involves many pages, to meet that goal of getting leads to our customers that they can turn into revenue.
Speaking of the landing page, why are people better off coming to Star Web Marketing than trying to do it themselves, say on Wix or Squarespace?
Right. Wix and Squarespace are some solid solutions. I don't consider them to be great, but they work. But what you're paying for when you go and get a custom website is, put the coding aside. Put that aside for a minute and just think about the expertise that you get when you hire a marketing company to help. You have somebody that is spending literally every part of their day focusing with businesses to create leads and revenue. That's what you're paying for. The coding and all that, maybe if you have an app that you're trying to develop, you know, you're paying for that kind of stuff. But on a informational website that's focus is to generate leads, what you're paying for is the expertise of how to set up that site so that way your site will sell for you. There's some agencies, marketing agencies, that use Wix and Squarespace, and that's what they build on. But what you're paying for them is not the coding. What you're paying for is the ability to get your product sold. I use this example every once in a while. The person that designed the logo for Nike, she got paid a very minimal amount of money. But then once they saw that it was successful, they came back and gave her some stocks or something like that that ended up being worth $1 million, because that logo to them was worth more than what you could ever describe in an hourly rate. And so at the end of the day, what your business cares about, what my business cares about, is sales, leads, revenue. And so that is what you're paying for when you go to a marketing company. And really, that's the difference to me between a website builder and what I call a website pro, is somebody that knows more than just how to build a website. They know how to set it up to the sales flow to actually turn in leads for you.
Jonathan, I'm sure some of the people listening have basement businesses out of their garage, whatever. Can you help them set up a site where they could actually take payments of MasterCharge and so forth if people wanted to buy their product?
Yeah, absolutely. I recently just set up a website for a company that has a really good idea for the fishing industry, and they went from prototype to launch. This is a product that they've created themselves. And so it's a small business right now, but hopefully it'll grow. And yes, we accept payments online and all that, so they can make money while they're sleeping, hopefully is the goal, and grow their business that way. So yeah, from e-commerce to just the informational site, we're able to help all kinds of businesses. And there's a lot of security concerns that come with e-commerce, but we're knowledgeable in that, and we can help you walk through all that.
Excellent. One other thing I wanted to ask you about is when you build a website, some people, like, again, I'm going to refer to my being a real estate agent, need to change content fairly frequently. And if somebody said, Jonathan, can I count on being able to call you and have changes made on a weekly basis? Is that a problem?
That's not a problem at all. One thing that I think is ridiculous is the amount of money that some agencies charge to update a website. You're talking sometimes $120 an hour just so they can go and update the contact information on the site. And I think that's ridiculous, because that's not fair to you as the business owner. You're trying to make money and you don't need to pay just for something as simple as that. So we have two solutions for that. And all of our, we have maintenance packages that, yeah, we do that. And we just take care of it for the customer. And then we also set it up so that way you can take care of it as well. And we try to train you on the back end and all that. So make sure that you can own your business and you can take care of it yourself.
Here's a surprise question for you.
Well, those are always good.
I know that at one time you would do drone video. Do you still do that, or do you hire that out at this time?
Right. Drone video is a lot of fun. And at this time, I have backed off a little bit, and so I hired out. That's something that I'm looking to bring back into it. There's a few requirements that have changed since I've done it, and I just haven't had it as my focus, so I haven't worried about it. But that's a lot of fun, and I'll get back into that. It's on the roadmap to get back into it.
I don't know how effective it is for marketing, but I do know personally that I love seeing drone footage.
Very engaging.
I think the neatest I've probably ever seen was when somebody in town had a drone covering the fire at the recycling place.
Okay. Yeah, that's really, that'd be really cool.
That was some neat video.
I'll have to try to look that up.
And I think I saw one just in the news yesterday, and maybe even this morning, of a drone video of the fire down in Mandan.
Okay.
That was cool stuff.
Right. Yeah. That'd be really neat to see as well.
Jonathan, let's talk about how people can get a hold of you.
Yeah. Recently, we're really excited about this. We moved into our office downtown Minot. So we're located at 201 South Main Street. We're on the second floor, suite 209. Just go up the stairs. We're right in the back. We have our own little space to get stuff done there. But you can also find us online. What would be if we weren't online? So you can be found at starwebmarketing.com. That's S-T-A-R-R, webmarketing.com. Or we're also available by phone, 701-818-2515.
I am in the same building, and what I always tell people is we're next door to Gideon's Trumpet, just across the avenue there, and who doesn't know where Gourmet Chef is?
That's right, that's right. And now I'm getting really familiar with Cookies for You as well. Buying too many cookies.
I also want to mention to the K-Heart listeners that don't know Jonathan, Jonathan is a wonderful Christian man, and a very good pillar in the community for the Christian faith as well, too.
Absolutely. I really, my dad's a pastor. I come from that background, and that's very priority in my life.
Well, again, Jonathan, thank you for coming in and being on Minot today.
Thank you for having me, Bob. Really appreciate it.
Hi, this is your host, Bob Tim. Did you know that Minot Today has been on the air long enough to record nearly 200 interviews? You can hear them all on my podcast site at realminot.podomatic.com. Once again, that's realminot, R-E-A-L-M-I-N-O-T, dot podomatic, P-O-D-O-M-A-T-I-C, .com. You'll find all of the interviews at that website. I want to thank you again for listening to KHRT and Minot Today. If you or if you know of someone who you think would be an interesting interview for Minot Today, give me a call and I will gladly conduct an interview with that person. Thank you.